Hello.
Hello, this is Ivy.
Yes.
Hey, Miss Ivy, I'm calling back from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So I was going to go ahead and file you a claim. Are you available
Okay.
to do that claim right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. So may I have your social?
422-08-9836.
Okay, so that's 422-08-9836. Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty. And verify your name for me, Miss Ivy.
My name is Ivy. I, V as in Victor, Y as in Yankee, middle initial O, last name Shin, Shin, as in Nancy, N as in Nancy.
Okay, your date of birth.
11/14/1966.
And your mother's maiden name?
Johnson.
All righty. So verify the date of birth for me one more time so we can start your application, Ms. Ivy.
11/14/1966.
Okay, are you a U.S.
66.
citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay, what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Master's degree.
Okay, do you have a driver's license? What state was that driver's license issued?
Alabama.
And do you have a driver's license number?
Yes.
May I have that number, please?
521-8519.
Okay, so that's 521-8519. Is that correct?
Yes.
Awesome. So, Ms. Ivy, if you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which one would you prefer today?
The prepaid benefits card, what is that? It's like a Visa or something?
It's like a regular prepaid card. It's just our prepaid card for you since we can't use like Chime or Cash App. So we have our own benefits card to be sent to you.
Okay, so does it have like pulse on it? Like you can withdraw money from a ATM or something?
Yes, ma'am. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged just for certain activities. So just kind of just like a regular prepaid card. Or would you like to have direct deposit today?
I'm trying to figure out which one I think will be better.
Okay.
Let's just do the let's do cause, oh yeah, that's right. Let's do direct deposit.
All right, would that be your checkings or your savings?
Checking.
And may I have your route number, please?
083-000-108.
Okay, so that's 083-000-108. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, may I have your bank account number?
303-59-00-379.
Okay, so that's 303-590-0379. Is that correct?
Yes.
Awesome. So can you verify your mailing address for me, Ms. Ivy?
2204 Florissant Drive. It's spelled LOURSAU, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom Drive, Mobile, Alabama, 36617.
Okay. And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No.
All righty. May I have your cell phone number, Ms. Ivy?
251-525-6738.
Okay, so that's 251-525-6738. Is that correct?
Yes.
Awesome. May I have your email address?
SHIN=Nancy, IVYYankee@yahoo.com.
Okay, so that's your last name, firstname@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay, so let me verify your mailing address to you, Miss Ivy. So I have 2204. I'm not really sure how you say that. Lursant. Lursant Drive, Mobile, Alabama, 36617. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, Miss Ivy, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
The last position was with Swift Transportation.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100% travel. I was a driver. So the company headquarters is in Phoenix, Arizona. So
okay.
It's a little complicated. It's a little complicated. Swift,
but you live here, right?
Building. Yes, I lived here. Swift is building a Mobile terminal. And so my supervisors actually live in Mobile, but they're working out of a hotel until they actually get the building built. So, you know, like that.
Interesting.
I know, right? This is my business in Mobile, so it'll be good.
Yes, ma'am. So let me ask my boss about that, how we can answer that question, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Hold one second for me. Okay, so Ms. Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you do collect wages from Alabama, right?
Well,
was you
being
paid
from
Alabama? Well, you know.
It comes to my bank account. Like I say, you know, I worked my superiors are in Mobile. It's
okay.
Just that the actual building has not been built yet. Swift Transportation has terminals all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay,
like
that's
that.
Fine.
So,
what
I mean,
other state have you worked in?
Texas.
Texas, and that's it.
I did train with Swift. I trained in Atlanta with Decatur, Georgia. I trained there, but I got assigned to the Mobile terminal afterward.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Have you worked for the federal government in, as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, I don't have that.
Okay, and what was the last day you worked, Ms. Ivy?
2/18/2022, just the other day.
Okay, that's fine. And no, I must advise you that these wages will not appear on your first monetary determination that you receive. These types of wages will be requested by our agency once we receive the wages that you will be at. Well, I'm sorry. Once we receive the wages, they will be added to the to claim, and a second monetary determination with these wages added will be mailed to you. Okay. And basically, they're just saying that, you know, since you worked out of state or whatever. So when I put in Texas, or they can add that as well, you know? But it's going to be on your second month.
Yeah, I hadn't worked in Texas since my daughter was a baby.
Oh,
when was
okay.
That? 2001.
So, right.
Yeah, that was 2001. I moved away from Houston to Mobile in 2001, November. So I hadn't worked it, you know, back then I was a teacher. So I hadn't worked anywhere like that since then.
Oh,
after that, I was in Mobile. After that, I was in Mobile the whole time.
All righty. Okay, so I just went back and pressed no for that answer because it did say the last 18 months. I'm sorry. I thought when you was telling me that it was then. Okay. So, since the most recent Sunday, have you mentally and physically been able to work, Ms. Ivy?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or you're a corporate officer for a business?
No.
All righty. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Okay. And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving work compensation due to a work-related injury?
Have I ever or am I not?
Have you applied for or are you receiving work compensation due to a work-related injury? So that got to be right now. Got the ING on it.
No. It's
well, have you ever? Have you applied with a D? Okay. Okay. How many miles are you going to travel one way to a job?
Well, I prefer no more than 25 miles going and then 25 miles back.
Okay.
You know, it just depends. It depends on the offer.
The job. Right. Okay, so what is the lowest hourly wage you would sell, Ms. Ivy?
Ooh, that's hard to say.
Right, it is.
That's hard to say because it's hard to make it in this world. I'm a single parent.
Right.
And my daughter's grown, but she's in school, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
So I don't want to accept too low, but I have worked for $11, $10 an hour, but, you know.
Okay, would you want me to say $10 then? Or it's up to you.
Well, if you go too low, then that's what you'll get. You go too high, you won't hardly get nothing.
Right.
So I guess I'll put 10. We could put 10 just in case.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No. No, it was a termination.
Okay. And what was the job title of your last job? You said truck driver?
Yeah, truck driver, a company driver.
Okay, that was like an 18-wheeler?
Yeah.
All righty. And are you seeking work in the current occupation?
Yes.
All righty. And may I have that employer's, you said Swift Transportation, right?
Yes.
Awesome. So let me see here, Swift. Okay, got that here. And may I have a good telephone number for now?
For them?
Yes, ma'am. It can be like maybe like your manager's. Okay.
I can give you. I was gonna give you the main line or payroll or something.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's see what I got here. Give you the main number. I can give you the main number. That leads to everything. Okay. 602-269-9700.
Okay, so that's 602-269-9700, correct?
Yes.
Okay, may I have your employment start date? When was your very first day on working at Swift? You said 2001, right?
Yeah, I was hired June 29th, 2001.
Okay, so that's June 29, 2001. All righty. And the last day of work was February the 18th,
2022? Yes.
And what city and state would that work perform well? We're just going to say Mobile.
Yeah.
Mobile, Alabama. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, like vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, I wasn't there long enough for that.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. Is and why are you no longer working? Why did they discharge you?
There were two incidents where I was told that I hit a trailer the first time. I never did see pictures, and I'm not the type of person to play music while I'm driving and bagging up into a space or whatever. So I was told that I hit something, but I never did see it. And that was the first time. And then the second time, I took pictures of the area where I was told I hit the person, and I didn't hit them. And there were no scratches. There was no dent. It was smooth. So I was told that, you know, because the other person said that it was a hit, they consider it a hit, and I was let go. It was counted against me.
Okay. Okay, and apparently that's no enterprise. So have you had any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No, I never had any prior warning.
Okay, so name and title of the person who discharged you.
His name is Robert Abel. That was my driver, manager. He did it because he was instructed by safety to do it.
All righty. And Ms. Ivy, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits you have to withheld for federal income tax?
Okay, can you repeat that?
Hold on a second here. Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
10%?
Yes, ma'am.
That'll be fine. That'll be fine.
Okay. And do you have a pen and piece of paper so I can give you a temporary pen?
Okay, hold on. Let me get a let me write this down.
Okay.
Okay, and what's the pen?
Okay, so your temporary pen is 3666.
Okay.
So a good way to remember that, Ms. Ivy, is 3-6 is the last 2 digits of your social. 6-6 is the last 2 digits of the year you was born.
Okay.
So 3666. All right. So make sure you keep out that pen and piece of paper, Ms. Ivy. We have a lot to go over, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works. So that's A-L-A-B as in boy, A-M-A-W-O-R-K-S, Alabama Works, dot Alabama, spelled out completely, A-L-A-B-A-M-A, dot Gov, G-O-V as in Victor. So that's Alabama Works, dot Alabama, spelled out completely, dot gov.
Okay.
All righty. So that's the web address to update your online resume. Now, once you update the online resume, you don't have to do it again. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. And I like to tell my followers, Ms. Ivy, that it's probably best that you update the online resume as soon as we get off the phone or later on today. Therefore, you won't forget, and the only thing you will have to worry about is your weekly certification for the upcoming weeks, okay?
Okay.
You must be able and available to work at the least seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits, and you will once you update that online resume. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama, spelled out completely, A-L-A-B-A-M-A dot gov, G-O-V as in Victor. So that's www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the web address to file your weekly certification. Now, just in case your computer is down or you're having problems with your internet, Ms. Ivy, you have the option to file by telephone as well. The telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. So that's 1-800-752-7389. And we just like to make sure we give our filers both ways to do their weekly certification just in case, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. So that means, Ms. Ivy, that you can file any day of the week as long as it's before 5 p.m. Friday. If you accidentally do your weekly certification at 5:10, then you have to start this process completely over, and you'll put a break in your claim. We have to start over, and you won't be refunded that money. So just make sure is Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday when you can do your weekly certification. So you'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this week starting Sunday, okay?
Okay.
So this week covers this application and update that online resume. Next week and so forth, you will do your weekly certification, okay?
Okay. Now, you said this week is the application and the online resume.
Yes,
the online
ma'am.
Resume is at alabamaworks.alabama.gov, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And the application, do I do it online, too, or we're doing it over the phone?
We're doing it right now.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So the only thing you got to do is to update that online resume and just wait till next week for you to do your first certification. And you will use that temporary pen when you do your first certification.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Did you hear me?
Hello?
Ma'am?
Hello?
Ma'am. You can't hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?